I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Above average spring rainfall is expected to help finish off the winter canola crop, and ABARES reports forecasting the national crop to be 54.8 million tonnes, down on last year but up almost a third on usual levels. I caught up with senior economist Peter Collins to tell me how the crop is faring.
The winter crop this year looks like being a very good outcome for producers. It is a little bit smaller than last year, but last year was a very big crop. The winter crop came very close to the record high of 2016-17. So even though this one is a little bit lower than that, it's still quite a substantial outcome. All the states look like having well above their longer-term averages for national winter crop production, and canola is looking like achieving record high production. But Western Australia has had an exceptional year, and it looks like having record high production. So that's been a big driver of the result as well. And in New South Wales, that's down from its record high production of last year, but it's still well above average and still looking like being the second highest winter crop on record in New South Wales. So all of those things are pointing to quite a substantial result.
Yeah, certainly a positive outcome out of what's been a pretty difficult year, and some more rain expected, which of course will help that crop right along, particularly canola.
All the crops will enjoy a little bit of rain at the start of spring, especially just to help it fill out and that final important stage of grain fill. If we get too much in some parts, it might cause delay to harvest and downgrade of grain quality, but overall it's set up for a good finish. And like you say, canola does enjoy a little bit of moisture.
Certainly does, and yeah, that good news on the horizon. In terms of pricing, how are we looking?
The price and what that's going to do for farmers' revenues and all that kind of thing. Our price forecast will be published in the report we've released called Agricultural Commodities. I mean, what I can say, though, is, of course, you know, that canola's got high prices at the moment. That's one of the reasons that canola is going to have record high area plants of canola, and that plus the fact that conditions have been really good for growing canola points to the record high production for canola.
And I might just ask you lastly, Peter, there's, you know, been a few mice getting about, particularly in New South Wales and in Queensland. Is that expected to, I guess, have an impact?
Look, there will be producers for whom the mice do have an impact, but what we're hearing over the broader picture is that there won't be enough of producers that are adversely affected like that to lower national production in a significant way. In affected areas, what's more likely to be a problem is that some of the grain might need to be cleaned for mouse debris and treated, and that will add to production costs. But overall, while some producers might suffer production losses from the mice, it's not expected to lower national production to a significant extent.
That's ABARES Senior Economist Peter Collins there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.